Let me ask you how you are. Well, I'm going to stop now, and we'll have questions, and then we'll sing some songs, and then so no more from me, except answers to questions. How are you feeling? Could I have some adjectives? Whatever they are, be honest. Some goods, some calms, some stills.
Inspired.
Good, calm, still, inspired.
Reassured, calm.
What's your first word?
Calm and reassured.
Reassured. What a beautiful word that is. The others are good too. At home. Reassured, at home, calm, good, inspired.
On the edge of my seat.
Physically?
Thrilled.
Jonathan, on the edge of my seat. Yeah, on the edge of my seat. Thrilled. I mean, be honest, there might be some words, you know, you might be a bit spooked.
No, I'm a bit sleepy.
Yeah, fine, yeah, that is a problem. That is one of the obstacles, do you remember? Sleepiness, dullness is an obstacle in all this.
Free.
Free. They're all fabulous words. Thank you. Every single one of them is of equal power. But reassured is a beautiful word. Beautiful word, isn't it? Because it's kind of pointing to a security which was not previously there, but is now being glimpsed. I feel emotional in saying this point, because that word, security, could be one of the defining words, one of the explanatory words that describe realization, because security, a real ground, a confident, stable, unshakable ground of security, of being, is the reward. And reassurance points to that sense of yes, wow, phew. Home. Thank you. Thank you.
Home. Reignited.
Yes. Reignited on the edge of your seat, Jonathan. That's fantastic.
The effect of it.
You had a question. Do you want to say it?
You want to come back to questions later?
Yeah, but we're going to do them now.
Oh, this is question
time. Sorry, I hadn't made that clear. Thank you. Hold on a minute, because I was saying, I was asking you how you were, wasn't I? Yes. And we had all these great words. Have we finished the words? Okay, well now we will have questions. So please, here's an opportunity. Here's some time to really ask me what it is you really need to know.
Jonathan? The urgent question that came up with regard to the snake I broke. There is clearly the phenomenon of rope doesn't change. The object is the object. Myself is myself. The appearance of the snake upon the rope, however, is a projection dispelled by knowledge.
Yes.
So what is it? What is the difference that makes the difference?
Right. The difference that makes the difference. Say some more words about that.
That changes the understanding. Snake to rope.
Belief.
But it's not a question of faith. It's not that I have to believe the guru is telling me that.
Yeah.
It's not a question of changing the name.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to convince yourself this is not a rope, this is not a snake, this is not a snake, this is continually repeating all this is Brahman, which I've done for many years, doesn't change the. So what is it? What's the difference that makes the change?
It is belief. It's not a faith thing at all. Belief's a powerful word. If you're on the forest,
being in love.
Means to be in love. Mm. What, belief? Mm. Belief means to be in love. Mm. Well, love, we can speak about love as being an equivalent word for the consciousness, for the experiencing that I'm pointing at. But your question's more important. Let's be more specific about it.
Please.
The rope. I mean, this example, snake and rope, is the famous example because it comes from Indian forests where there are snakes. We should pick something else. Because something English, a mirage on the road, okay, in the summer. In the summer, when you drive down the tarmac of the motorway, and the lights glitter in a certain way, you definitely can see pools of water. And you can see them, and you can discuss them with whoever's in the car. There, look at the water. You are really seeing water. If you stopped your car at that point, you would continue seeing the water. And there'd be someone in the car next to you saying, it isn't water, it's the light on the road creating the appearance, it's a mirage. Now, if you didn't believe them, you'd say, no, I'm seeing water. I believe what I see. I'm seeing water. It is water. If you chose to believe them, then you would receive something. Aha, maybe what I see isn't always right. Maybe my sight isn't the thing to trust here. Maybe intelligence and the knowledge of truth is more relevant than my sight. So you might say, okay, I am seeing water, but you're telling me it's not there. Let's go and have a look. So you get out of the car and you walk towards the mirage and it would, of course, disappear, proving that it was never there in the first place. But it was an experience. That's why the word appearance is a good word, because no one is going to deny that the experience right now of me talking to you is actually happening as an appearance. Its nature is Brahman. But the experience and the appearance is perfectly valid, perfectly fresh, to be enjoyed. So it does come down to belief and a confidence, because you might have to take your torch and shine it on the rope to be convinced. But when you are convinced, that's also a belief. You are believing, you're being convinced, you're accepting, you're choosing to look in a different way and not be so dependent on what seems to be so. You are opening yourself up to a more subtle knowledge. That's what it is. It is belief, it is conviction, it is acceptance. And with those powers moving in you, then the mind is less rigid and is less fixated on the mechanics of its old habits. Because the appearance of the stream is not going to change. It's not going to change. However much we talk about this being Brahman, it's not going to change. So you are not going to see Brahman in a different form in this room. You're not going to see a shimmering god and say that's Brahman. You're only going to ever see this. Now, through your sadhana, through your study, through your practice, through your devotion, through your maturity, you begin to accept, my God, I see what's being said here, but I still see this. So what will I now do? I'll stick rigid to my thoughts. No, I'm only seeing this. Brahman's not here. Or you believe. You use the word faith. It's not a bad word. You believe, you become convinced, so therefore you accept. So the seeing is not a visual change, obviously. The seeing means it's a change in understanding, a change in knowledge. And as that Aparakshanabhuti text earlier said, it is knowledge and only knowledge, which cracks the delusion and the ignorance. Only knowledge, not the senses, only knowledge. So you have to ponder on these things and reflect on them, understand the strength of what's being said, and come to an acceptance in yourself of believing. But it's not a faith belief. It's not like that. It is a realizing, Jonathan. It says a realizing comes upon you. My God, I understand.
Would I be right in therefore saying that that knowledge, that real knowledge,
yeah,
emerges from the realization of myself through the inquiry,
yes,
on Bhavachara, to as it were, this sense of going back into oneself,
yes,
to know that,
yes,
is to realize all.
Yes, that's very good, because that is true. Because I have just been speaking about the knowledge, which is the understanding of the world, but that's only half the picture, and you're right to point that out, because it's also felt. Mm. It's experienced. Mm. It's sensed, in a way, in inverted commas. So the vichara has two faces. The vichara is looking at the world through liberated spiritual knowledge, studying, thinking, reflecting, pondering. And the vichara is also the experiential sensing of the consciousness within. Both those things together bring about what we were saying just now, the realization of, yes, this is so. The senses will never change. The knowledge will change and you'll have more subtle experiences.
The difference, therefore, makes the difference. There seems to be that just a connection needs to be made somewhere. I don't quite know where that is or how to...
Okay, I'll say this to you.
Sort of how to do it without,
Okay. Accept the statements that are being made and view the world through that lens for some time. So view the world, view your ordinary experiences through that lens and ponder. Vedanta is absolutely specific about how you do that. It says, first of all, you receive the teachings. So you hear them, you read them. Secondly, you reflect upon them, which does mean thinking. You think about them for a long time. And then you meditate about what you have discovered. So you sense the reality. Exactly. So those three stages are exactly what you do. So and put that in simple terms, go about your life viewing the world through this lens and see what happens.
Revealing,
acknowledging, appreciating, recognizing is a good word. All those words. Revelation comes from revealing, doesn't it? Yep, revealing's a fine word.